Wakefield, Massachusetts, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia. Wakefield is a town in the greater Boston metropolitan area in Middlesex County, Massachusetts. The population was 24,804 at the 2000 census. This article contains the following sections. Section 1, History. Section 1, Subsection 1, Crimes. Section 2, Geography. Section 3, Demographics. Section 4, Government. Section 5, Education. Section 6, Neighborhoods. Section 7, Transportation. Section 8, Media. Section 9, Points of Interest. Section 10, Annual Events. Section 11, Notable Residents. Section 12, See Also. Section 1, History. Wakefield was first settled in 1638 as Lynn Village. It officially separated from Lynn and incorporated as Reading in 1644, when the first church and corn mill were established. This first corn mill was built on the Mill River on Water Street, and later small sawmills were built on the Mill River and the Saugus River. The Old Parish Church became known as the Old or South Parish when in 1713 the North Parish was established. This North Parish later became the town of North Reading. In 1769, the West Parish was established. In 1812, the Old or South Parish of Reading separated from Reading and was officially incorporated as South Reading. At the time, it was spelt South Reading with two D's, not South Reading, R-E-A-D-I-N-G. The railroad was chartered and built in 1844 between Wilmington and Boston. This later became the main line of the Boston and Maine Railroad. The Boston and Maine Foundry was built in 1854 and later reincorporated the Smith and Anthony Stove Company. The Boston Ice Company cut and shipped ice from Lake Quannapowitt starting in 1851. The Rotten Works, which made wicker furniture, was established in 1856 by Cyrus Wakefield. This later grew into the Wakefield Rotten Company and at one time had 1,000 employees. In 1868, Cyrus Wakefield donated land and money for a new town hall, and in thanks, the town voted to change its name from South Reading to Wakefield. In 1856, the South Reading Public Library was established. This later became the BB Town Library. The first weekly newspaper was established in 1858. Wakefield is made up of various parts, including the West Side, Montrose, and Greenwood. One of the oldest and largest manufacturers of flying model airplane toys in the world, Paul K. Giulio, Incorporated, is located in Wakefield. The company is particularly notable for its extensive line of balsa wood model airplane kits. Route 128 was built along the north edge of the town by 1958, and the American Mutual Insurance Company built its headquarters between Lake Quannapowitt and Route 128. American Mutual had over 1,000 employees, most of them commuting to work via Route 128. By the late 1980s, American Mutual was in liquidation due to the Wilburn W. R. Grace litigation. The headquarters building was sold to the Beale Company and was home to Boston Technology Incorporated, which invented and manufactured corporate voicemail systems that operated on computer systems. Boston Technology merged in 1997 with Converse Technology, a digital telecommunications equipment manufacturer, who later bought the building. Section 1, Subsection 1, Crimes. On December 26, 2000, 7 workers at Edgewater Technology in Wakefield, Massachusetts were shot and killed by an Edgewater Technology employee. The gunman, 42-year-old Michael McDermott, was an application supporter at Edgewater. During his trial, he stated that he was born without a soul and that God had allowed him to earn a soul by traveling back in time to kill Nazis. However, the prosecution asserted that the killings were motivated by his employer's garnishing of his wages to the IRS, as he failed to pay back taxes. He was found guilty of 7 counts of first-degree murder and sentenced to 7 consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole. In 2008, this case was studied on the psychology program Most Evil. The town also gained considerable attention in August 2008, surrounding the trial of alleged double murderer Sean Fitzpatrick. He was found guilty of killing Michael Zamidi Jr. and Chester Roberts in March 2009, about 2 years after the event occurred. Section 2, Geography. Reading, Massachusetts, northwest. Melrose, Massachusetts, south. Stoneham, Massachusetts, southwest. Winfield, Massachusetts, northeast. And Saugus, Massachusetts, southeast, border Wakefield. According to the United States Census Bureau, the town has a total area of 7.9 square miles, 20.5 kilometers, of which 7.5 square miles, 19.3 square kilometers of it is land, and 0.4 square miles, 1.1 square kilometer of it is water. Wakefield has two lakes, Crystal Lake and Lake Quannapowitt. Crystal Lake is used as a reservoir for some of the town's drinking water. Lake Quannapowitt is used for a variety of recreational activities, including boating, windsurfing, and fishing, and is the primary source of the Saugus River. In 1847, Lake Quannapowitt was named for the Indian, James Quannapowitt, one of the signers of the Old Indian Deed of 1686. The earliest settlers referred to the lake simply as the Great Pond, or Redding Pond. Lake Quannapowitt is also home to the oldest inland yacht club in the United States, Quannapowitt Yacht Club, which was founded in 1886. Long regarded as Wakefield's greatest natural resource, Lake Quannapowitt covers an area of 247 acres. Its outlet is the Saugus River to the Atlantic Ocean. Wakefield Common sits to the south of the lake, and is the site of many recreational activities and events throughout the year. In 1991, a group of local citizens formed the Friends of Lake Quannapowitt to advocate for the lake and to educate the public about this natural resource. The group has also raised money for projects that benefit the lake and the surrounding areas. Section 3, Demographics. As of the census of 2000, there were 24,804 people, 9,747 households, and 6,608 families residing in the town. The population density was 3,321.6 people per square mile, or 1,282 people per square kilometer. There were 9,937 housing units at an average density of 1,330.7 square miles, or 513.6 per square kilometer. The racial makeup of the town was 96.94% white, 0.45% black or African American, 0.08% Native American, 1.43% Asian, 0.01% Pacific Islander, 0.2% from other races, and 0.9% from two or more races. Hispanic or Latino of any race were 0.82% of the population. There were 9,747 households, out of which 30.2% had children under the age of 18 living with them. 55.1% were married couples living together, 9.7% had a female householder with no husband present, and 32.2% were non-families. 26.4% of all households were made up of individuals, and 10.6% had someone living alone who was 65 years of age or older. The average household size was 2.52, and the average family size was 3.09. In the town, the population was spread out, with 22.6% under the age of 18, 5.8% from 18 to 24, 32.7% from 25 to 54, 23.8% from age 45 to age 64, and 15.1% who were 65 years of age or older. The median age was 39 years. For every 100 females, there were 90.2 males. For every 100 females age 18 and over, there were 87.8 males. The median income for a household in the town was $66,117, and the median income for a family was $77,834. Males had a median income of $51,591 versus $39,327 for females. The per capita income for the town was $30,369. About 1.7% of families and 3.1% of the population were below the poverty line, including 1.7% of those under age 18 and 4.6% of those age 65 or over. Section 4, Government. Wakefield hosts yearly major town meetings to discuss the budget. As it is a town, not a city, Wakefield's main decisions are made by a board of selectmen. Section 5, Education. Wakefield contains three high schools, Wakefield High School, Northeast Vocational, and Our Lady of Nazareth Academy, now closed. In 2009, Nazareth Academy opened in Wakefield, an independent all-girls school founded in the Catholic tradition with Dr. Patricia Tamagini as the head of school. Wakefield contains one middle school, Galvin Middle School, and four elementary schools. The Little Red Schoolhouse was a one-room schoolhouse building that was last used by kindergarten students on the west side. Section 6, Neighborhoods. Wakefield is roughly composed of the following neighborhoods. Greenwood, in southeastern Wakefield, borders Saugus and Melrose. Woodville, east side, downtown, the west side, Lakeside, and Montrose, to the northeast, bordering Linfield. Section 7, Transportation. An MBTA commuter rail station on the Haverhill-Reading line is located near the center of town, as well as a second station in the Greenwood section. A former Boston and Maine Railroad station located east of this line is now on the National Register of Historic Places. Several MBTA buses on Route 136 and Route 137 run to surrounding communities, including the nearby Oak Grove stop as well as Malden Center, both rapid transit stations on the Orange Line. Route 128 and I-95 run through Wakefield with exits at Albion Street, North Avenue, Water Street, Vernon Street, New Salem Street, and Salem Street. State Highway Route 129 also passes through Wakefield. U.S. Route 1 runs through nearby Saugus and Linfield, while I-93 runs through neighboring Stoneham. Section 8, Media. The town is covered by two daily newspapers, the locally owned Wakefield Daily Item, and an edition of the Daily Times Chronicle, and by one weekly newspaper, the Wakefield Observer. The Wakefield Memorial High School also has its own newspaper written by the students, recently named WHS Express. The town also has its own television station, WCAT Wakefield. In addition, Wakefield also has Wakefield Nation, providing election coverage and supporting local charitable causes. Section 9, Points of Interest. Lake Quantapowhat is a popular recreation area for walkers, joggers, bikers, and rollerbladers. Lucius Beebe Memorial Library. The Town Common is the central park of Wakefield, on the southern edge of Lake Quantapowhat. Events such as summer concerts and the 4th of July festivities take place there. Section 10, Annual Events. Town Day, Independence Day Parade, Homecoming Celebration in autumn, and concerts on the Common in summer. Section 11, Notable Residents. Lucius Morris Beebe, American author, gourmand, photographer, railroad historian, journalist, and syndicated columnist, born December 9, 1902 in Wakefield, died in 1966. Carlton S. Kuhn, anthropologist. David Dellinger, radical pacifist and member of the Chicago Seven, was born in Wakefield and graduated from Wakefield High School in 1932. Israel Horovitz, American playwright and screenwriter, born March 31, 1939 in Wakefield, Massachusetts. Beastie Boy Adam Adrock Horovitz is the son of Israel Horovitz. Israel Horovitz also completed several plays about Wakefield, collected in a book known as The Wakefield Plays. Mark Kumpel, member of the 1984 U.S. Olympic ice hockey team and former NHL player with the Winnipeg Jets, Quebec Nordiques, and Detroit Red Wings. Dave Lapham, former NFL player with the Cincinnati Bengals, former USFL player with the New Jersey Generals, current member of the Cincinnati Bengal radio broadcast team. John Willey, member of the 1994 U.S. Olympic ice hockey team and former NHL player with the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim. Judge A. David Mazzoni was a judge for the U.S. District Court in Boston from 1978 until 2004. He is best known for the 1985 court decision mandating the cleanup of Boston Harbor, which ultimately cost $3.8 billion and resulted in the construction of Deer Island Wastewater Treatment Plant. Mazzoni lived in Wakefield from 1959 until his death in 2004. Marcia Pankratz, member of the 1988 and 1996 Olympic field hockey team and former head coach of field hockey at the University of Michigan. Buffy Beverly St. Marie, folk singer and composer, was born in Canada but raised in Wakefield, graduating from Wakefield Memorial High School in 1958. Louis Sullivan, American architect considered the father of modernism, was born in Boston but lived in Wakefield with his grandparents during his school years. John Anthony Volpe, three-time Republican governor of Massachusetts, U.S. Secretary of Transportation, and ambassador to Italy, was born in Wakefield in 1908. Jimmy Pedro, multiple-time Olympic medalist in judo and former world champion. Scott Brown, Massachusetts state and U.S. senator, preceded by Ted Kennedy. See also the list of registered historic places in Wakefield, Massachusetts.